Okay, so new Gemara. There's many ways to do this Gemara. There's many different ways. The question is, I myself don't know exactly how to do it. We'll try different ways till we all understand it. I'm having trouble, myself understanding it. So we'll see. So, the beginning. Beginning, we got two psukim. So remember, probably the first day this year, I said, right now, till a few months, we're going to learn by Rabbi Matzi is one thing, right? Remember that?
Yeah.
Now it might change. Now it might change. We'll see. But there are two psukim. If you look at the Torah Ar Shalom on the side, that's in the Eyes of Hadar Gemaras. What's in the other Gemaras, does it say? Does every psukim in the other? Who has the other Gemara? I don't know. Everyone has the Eyes of Hadar? No, there's the other one, That one. Yeah. What's on the side of that one? What's it called? When you have the psukim, what's it called?
It's also the
Ohr Shalom.
No?
It's also called Tar Ohr Shalom. Okay. One pasuk says, "Shivas yavim sorlo yematzei b'batechem." So you have the lo yematzei part, the by Rabbi Yematzei, lo yematzei b'batechem. In the words lo yematzei, what's it missing? Lucha. It doesn't say lo yematzei lucha. It's lo yematzei, and where? So the pasuk, and that's one of the main things you have to remember here. The pasuk of Lo Yematzei does not say lecha, but it says bebateichem. Now, what about the pasuk Lo Yirah? That's an other pasuk. Matz yachol shiris yamim Lo Yirah lecha chametz Lo Yirah lecha se'or b'chol gvulecha. So by Lo Yirah it says lecha, it says b'chol gvulecha, not only what batim, but b'chol gvulecha. Now, when you just look at these two psukim, one has a ribui and one has a miut. Which one has? Okay, not really a ribui and a miut. Let's see. Lo yirah lecha. Lecha teaches us only lecha, but not lecha, right? That's a ribui or a miut.
Yes.
A miut, right? And it has another ribui. Over batechem, it has b'chol gvulecha. Even in your
boundaries.
So we have two ribuyim in the pasuk of Lo Yirah. What? And mechaza miut, a miut and a ribuy in the pasuk of Lo Yirah. Okay, everyone with me? What?
How is
lecha miut? Only lecha, you're over, but not right. What? Not whoever. Only lecha, yes.
Do we consider the fact that it says Lo Yirah lecha sor and Lo Yirah lecha chametz as two?
Now, Lo Yirah lecha sor and Lo Yirah lecha chametz, that the Gemara says later is counted as one thing. It's not two lechas, it's not two things. It comes to teach that sor and chametz are the same. What's the difference between sor and chametz? Chametz is edible, it makes other things chametz. Sa'ar is inedible, but it makes other things chametz very fast. Sa'ar is stronger chametz than chametz, but chametz is edible and sa'ar is not. We need the pasuk to teach us both of them, sa'ar and chametz. So that just says that chametz is sa'ar and sa'ar is chametz, and they're the same. So we look at that, the Gemara looks at that as one pasuk. As if it would say, Lo yirah lecha sor v'chametz, something like that. Okay? That's one pasuk. Okay, so let's see the Gemara now. Yes, David.
Would it possible say like a say mitzvah?
One pasuk. We're not talking about mitzvahs yet. Or veros.
So the moral is that, what is one
pasuk? Vayirah chasar, vayirah chametz. That's one thing.
Right.
Okay. Tan Rabbana. Shivas yamim sar leyimatze bateichem. The first pasuk, shivas yamim sar leyimatze bateichem. Matam alomer. Why do we need this pasuk? Halo kvar nemar lo yirel lechasar b'chol gvulecha. Now, from the pasuk of lo yirel lechasar b'chol gvulecha, we can learn all the dinim we want. We can learn from that. What does it have to say? Sar lo yamatze b'batechem. Now, all the dinim, and the pasuk of lo yirel says gvulin. Batechem is in Gevulim, right? So everything we need to know about Avera, we can learn from the Pasuk of Bal Yirah, right, the Gemara. You don't need the Pasuk of Bal Yirah. Yes?
In theory, when the Gemara says Kvar Ne'amar, I already said
it. It doesn't mean Kvar Ne'amar. It means that's all we need.
Thank you for something.
Because this is next parasha.
Exactly. That's what we're going to clarify.
Yes.
Why isn't the first pasuk,
okay, but that could be that goes into the question also. It means everything you need is in the second pasuk.
But why the same question, if you know one, why do you need the second pasuk to teach both?
So you're saying, why is it chametz and sar and lo yamatze? That's the same, but that's the same question.
No, that's the same question.
That's the same question. Okay, let's go on. Lefisha nemar lo yivalecha sar. It says, lo yivalecha sar. Shalcha yatereya, avatereya shalchem shalgavaya. First din. From lo yivalecha, what do we learn from lecha? Lecha ataraya, alcha ataenaraya, avataraya shalachem v'shal gavaya. Let's just take. I want to do it step by step. The first thing, what I'm going to tell you now is stuff. It really, I want to not get rid of this, but before we do the ikar sugya, but what's this? Now we've discussed this already a lot. Let's see the Rashi on this. Look at this Rashi. The mitzvah lecha, mashmim ne shelcha yataraya. You can't see your chametz. Avataraya begvulin, but you could see in gvulin. Shalachirim, what's achirim mean? Kigon nachri, like a guy. So according to Rashi, the miyut of lecha doesn't mean acherim, it means a guy, which excludes what?
Jewish chametz.
Who's the one who says Rashi holds like this? The Vilna Gaon says that lecha doesn't have to be yours, it's other Jewish chametz also. Are you with me so far? That's Rashi. He go nachri, like a guy. Rashi says it beferish. V'shal gavaya and hegdish. Imigdisham rebedek habayis. If you made it hegdish for bedek habayis, let's talk about this for a second, because the Rosh Yosef has an unbelievable question here that he doesn't know the answer to. How many types of hegdish do we know? How many types of hegdish do you know? You know two. Two types of hegdish. What are they? Korban and Bet HaKabayis. That means if you give an animal to the Beit HaMikdash, that's called Kedushas HaGuf. The animal becomes Kadosh Kedushas HaGuf. In some ways it can never go off. It's a special Kedusha. Kedushas HaGuf. If you donate a apple pie to the Beit HaMikdash, you say, I raise a kadosh, apple pie. That doesn't have Kedusha Guf. That's called Kedusha's Damim. Kedusha's Damim, its worth becomes Kadosh. It is, the Beis Hamikdash doesn't need your apple pie, unless maybe for the Kohanim to eat lunch. But the Beis Hamikdash doesn't need your apple pie. The Beis Hamikdash will put it in its pie shop and will sell it and have money to fix up the Beis Hamikdash for the light bulbs and for the guy to clean it for Alfredo. So Alfredo of the Beis Hamikdash. Every Beis Hamikdash has to have Alfredo also. You know?
It's only
there. What?
It's only there.
Yeah. So, and to pay for stuff. What's that type of Kedusha called? Kedusha's Damim, or another word for it is Kedusha's Bedek HaBayis. In order to fix up the bias of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, when Rashi says, oh, Chametz of Hegdish, you're allowed to have. Rashi says, Imagdishim of Bedek HaBayis. Why does Rashi pick Bedek HaBayis? What about Kedusha's Aguf? What about chametz that has kedushas aguf? Yes.
What would be an example of chametz item that we get?
Right. So there is no example of chametz that's kedushas aguf. There is no example. Rashi has to say bedek habayis.
But the Rosh Yosef's question was, why does it not?
Therefore, the Rosh Yosef comes along and says something great. I want you to see this inside because it's so. You can't understand it, but I want to show you what he says. It's something, the things you have to know. Remember, there's things I don't want to go through. If you have to know it, I don't want to leave you without knowing it. Where's the Rosh Yosef?
After the beginning of Shlomo.
Where's the beginning of Shlomo?
It's halfway through.
That's good. Here's the Rosh Yosef. Okay, in the Kovetz, in the Rosh Yosef, after the Hafra, before the Archadash, no, before the Chem de Shroma. Okay, look at Dav Heyam and Beis, right at the bottom of the page. You see right at the bottom of the page, Rashi? Lefish nemra cherim akum rebedek habayis. So the first thing he says, lo yadana, who adin Yisrael acher ain't over. He says, I understand it's Rashi. Why Rashi says a guy? He says another Jew's comment, you won't be over. And Brother Gain says, no, Rashi means you will be over. Okay. Rebedek habayis. Yirah, Rachme Toda, Nami, Raman Damar Kachim Kalam, Maman Bailam. There's something, Sam just said, there's no Kedushas Aguf on a piece of bread. So the Rosh Yosef says there is. There's something called Rachme Toda. When you bring a carbon Toda, you have to bring Lechem with the carbon toda. The lechem also, you have to make him kadosh, and those are also kedushas aguf. Those are like carbon. The lechem toda are like carbon. So he says, so why does Rashi say berek habayis? Also lechem toda, which is kedushas aguf. So that's his question. What happened to lechem toda? Comes along the Rosh Yosef and says an unbelievable thing. Meal. If you look at Sidurim, is there a Sidurim on one of the on? If you look at the Sidur. Mizmor Lasoda. We say Mizmor Soda between, right before he flows, say Mizmor Soda. Now, that's instead of the carbon toda. Instead of the carbon toda, we say Mizmor Latoda. Nothing with soda, has to do with toda. Okay? Now, but if you look at the little letters in the art scroll, It says, "Ein omrim oso lo be'erev Yom Kippur." You don't say it erev Yom Kippur. "V'lo be'erev Pesach," and you don't say it erev Pesach. "V'lo b'chol mo'ed Pesach," and not chol mo'ed Pesach. You don't. The three times you don't say this. Does anyone know that? The three times you don't say what?
Hashanah Rabbah, you do say it.
Hashanah Rabbah, you do say it.
What?
Hashanah Rabbah, you do say it.
Yeah.
So the three times you don't say it, why don't you say it those three times? Because you don't bring a Karban Todah on Erev Pesach, on Erev Yom Kippur, and on Chol Hamoed Pesach. Why not? What? So on Chol Hamoed Pesach, you can't bring the Karban Todah because there's lechem and the Karban Todah, and you can't have lechem. What about Erev Pesach, so Erev Yom Kippur?
Can you bring it before Zman, before Sheish Aris?
Yeah.
So why?
Why not? Why can't you bring it? Why can't you bring it before Sheish Aris?
So why do you bring it then? Because
why can't you?
Why not?
Yeah, so...
Same question.
Yeah, so that's the question.
Maybe he's agreeing with you.
So why do we say we don't say it? You couldn't bring it. So there's just stuff you have to know. It's called Ein Mevi'in Kachim Lebeis Apsul. Meaning, how long can you eat a Karban Todah for? What? A day and a night. The day and the night after. A day and a night. If you don't have the full time of eating, it will become nosar. You don't bring a karban that you don't have its full time of eating. Therefore, if you bring a karban todah in the morning of Erev Pesach, how long are you taking off of eating it? A long time. From chatzos until at night. Right? So therefore, you can't bring a Karban Todah on Erev Pesach. On Erev Yom Kippur, same thing. Well, not the same thing. Erev Yom Kippur, you can eat it all day, but you can't eat it that night, so you won't be eating it at night. It's called Ein Mevi'im Kachim Lebeis Apsul. So we're not allowed to bring a Karban if you don't have the full time of eating. Yes?
So why do we say in this one soda or bring Karban Todah on fast days? Well, I guess on fast days isn't really happening.
Okay, so we're interested in derises, not Rabbanon. There's no such thing as a derisive fast day except for Yom Kippur. Okay? And Tisha B'Av, if we have the Beis Hamikdash, there's no more Tisha B'Av.
No, I'm saying if Rabbanon, let's say, instituted, like I said, during the times based on English, today's a fast day, so then could you bring Karban Todah on that day?
Yes.
But then...
It's only midrabanan and this derisa so you could. Anyway, yes. Tishrav is also the first base of Mikdash. Okay. Anyway, but doesn't make a difference. Okay, doesn't make a difference. Now, so, well, we still have a question. What happens if you bring the Karban Todah on Erev Pesach on the 13th. Bring Karban Pesach on the 13th.
So we have all that time.
So now you have the whole time to eat it. Now, why doesn't Rashi mean that? You brought a Karban Todah and you didn't eat it all. It's nosar. And it's nosar. Maybe you're not over because it's hegdish. So now, if you have this nosar breads, you have 20 breads left over, nosar, on Erev Pesach, and you leave it, and you don't do anything, you don't burn, you don't do anything. Are you over? You shouldn't be over. Why shouldn't you be over? It's not lecha, because it's hegdish. So therefore, this is a case of kedushas haguf. So why does Rashi only say bedek habayis? Here's a case of Kedushas HaGuf. That is the first thought of the Rosh Yosef. Yes.
I was going to answer this
question. Yeah, yes.
Don't you have a chiyuv to burn nosar?
What?
Don't you have a chiyuv to burn nosar?
So, you have a chiyuv to burn chametz also.
So what happens if you don't burn your nosar?
You're having an aveira of heavy nosar.
So is that...
So what's the punishment for that?
Nothing.
So there's no punishment? What's the punishment for being over by your own?
No punishment. Same thing. Love, shame, and myself.
So I'm just going to say, I mean, it's like a kid way.
One second. Now, Zach to Yosef. Miu e ein mevien toda be'erev Pesach. Mina Torah. If you can't bring a carbon, a toda, erev Pesach, midaraisa, the ma'id bachila, because you're cutting the eating time, efshe mina Torah hava. So now you have a case of no, you have a case where it's kedushas aguf. Ubi et gimel hava no sir. And if you're bringing in gimel, it's no sir. Im kain afshel hedyet kai gavna ain over kmosha agid. Then he says, but maybe even without the pasuk lecha, you still won't be over. Meaning, if you have no sir on erev Pesach, the sixth hour, you won't be over by Rabbi Matzei on that, even if it wouldn't say lecha. Even if it wouldn't say lecha, you wouldn't be over. Why not? What's the only reason why you're not over for kachim? Because it's hegdish, and we have lecha. He says, even without lecha, you wouldn't be over. Kamosha agid, like I'm about to say. So he's about to say the reason. And this has been argued for centuries. And look at this reason. Nista pakti. This is my question. And this question will go back to this. Chamash al kaya kerem, the asir bana, I over. You have kaya kerem. What's kaya kerem?
Mixture
of something with grapes.
Grapes and grain.
Grapes and grain, right? So let's say you have grapes and grain. That's kaya kerem. That is asir bana. That means if you mix an apple and an orange and you get a or apple or a or a
orange.
You get one of those guys. Is that asir bana? No. You're not allowed to mix them, but once they're mixed, you're allowed to eat them. So for example, what do we have? We have a peach and a plum is mixed, a nectarine. A nectarine is a peach and a plum. You're not allowed to make it, but you're allowed to eat it. Anyway, if it's not mixed with a grape, you're allowed to eat it. If it's mixed with a grape, it's usher bana. Now, so you baked bread from wheat that was mixed with grapes. What's this bread? Usher bana. Yeah, it's sweet. And Svardim will make mizonos on it. Okay? But it's asir bana. Now, are you over on Pesach? You keep this bread on Pesach. Are you over by Rabbi Yamatze? What's the shayl? Can anyone tell me what the shayl is? If you're over by Rabbi Yamatze on this bread. Okay. Now, yes?
It hasn't got thin bread because it's asir bana. You can't do anything with it anyway. So how do you be over? Two different things.
Very good. Excellent. You can't be over because it's not yours. Right? Because it's asir bana. It's asir bana.
That makes it not yours.
It's asir bana. That means it's nothing. It's
not yours. It is not yours.
Yeah. It's asir bana. One second. You're not over asir bana. But chametz has a special din. Chametz is itself asir bana. So why are you over for chametz?
Because the Torah puts it back in
Rishus. The Torah backs in Rishus. How many things did the Torah put in your Rishus?
Two
things. The shnei dvarim ein Rishus shel adam. The asir bana. Vasa kasev b'zeis kasev kiyur Rishusay. So therefore, Hashem will always take asir bana and put it back in your Rishus. You'll be over. Now we have a question. Chametz, that's asir bana anyway, not because it's chametz. This thing has two asir banas on it. What are the two Asr B'Nazir has on it? It's Chametz and Klei HaKerem. Will Hashem put this back into Yerushas?
That's question.
That's his question. Will Hashem put back something that's Asr B'Nazir in Yerushas? Maybe Hashem just takes Chametz that's Asr B'Nazir and puts in Yerushas. Who says another Asr B'Nazir Hashem puts in Yerushas? And that's what he says. Umad Gali Gali. Whatever Hashem said, I'll put in Yerushas, that's what he says, which is only Chametz. Is there no makam acher lo? So that's his question. I don't know if Hashem will even put it back in Yerushas. Therefore, getting back to Nosar, Nosar is the same thing. If I leave over this Nosar, Kachim, right? Now, it's Asr B'Nazir. So maybe Hashem won't put it back in my Rishus. Therefore, Rashi can't say Lachmei Toda. Because the only case of Lachmei Toda, what could the only case of Lachmei Toda be? No, sir, which is baked in the 13th. But then who says Hashem puts it in your Rishus to be over? So who says you're over by Rabbi Matzero? Therefore, Rashi has to say Vedic Abayas. This is the most beautiful Rosh Yosef, like beautiful. And that's a question that no one ever knows. Something that's Asr B'Nazir, will Hashem put it back into Yerushas? Because Hashem puts Asr B'Nazir in Yerushas. But maybe only if it's Chametz, not if it's plain Asr B'Nazir. I can see both sides. It's so easy to see both sides to this question. You can go around in a circle forever. You never know what the real, what can be the real answer. Yes?
You said play a Karim that Chametz that play a Karen that is already Asr B'Nazir way before the
it
issue
is,
of,
yes.
of Chametz. So in that
that's
case,
what we're talking about.
In that case, it wouldn't return because it only goes back to the state it was before it became Asr at the seventh hour. So by play a Karen, it was already Asr way before the Isra of Chametz kicked into effect. So it wouldn't necessarily go back.
That's one side, or the other side is, who cares when it kicked in? Chametz, that's Asr B'Nazir, Hashem puts into your rishus. So who cares why it's Asr B'Nazir? There's two really valid sides to this.
Yeah.
There's two sides.
Rabbi said about the whole, is this about all Isra B'Nazir or is this just
right, yeah.
Chametz?
Right, yeah. Yeah. Yes.
According to what we were saying last time about the Rambam, that says that the person makes comments, he's Asr, who is Orvayer Barbatse, and gets Malkus for it. So, according to him, in this case of Klai Karen, would he say that you're Asr, would that you're Orvayer Barbatse, because it's not Chametz, because the Torah might not put it back in your Rishus? Would you get Malkus for that, for Klai Karen, Chala?
I'd say it's the same question. I'd say it's the same question.
The same question? In terms of what?
Does Hashem put it in Yerushas or not to be over?
So if yes, and if not.
Yeah. Same question. Yes?
Just to clarify, so Rashi has to say Vedic Abayas rather than a position like Kuf, otherwise this question would be questioned
in himself. Right, yeah. If a Rashi can't say Kush, the Guf, because Kush is Guf, is only one case in the world. That's Lachmei Toda, that he can't bring Erev Pesach, he must bring the 13th, so it becomes Nosar. So Rashi must be telling us that you won't be over on that.
So should Rashi hold that? I wouldn't be
over. Right, Rashi hold it, it wouldn't be over. Hashem wouldn't put it in Yerushas. That's what he's saying, Rashi hold Hashem wouldn't put it in Yerushas.
That's why he has to say Bedek Abayas.
Right. So he's right, we didn't finish it. So he's saying that Rashi is telling us that it doesn't go back into your shus. You're not over on Yisuri Hana.
So that's an answer, no? That's
how it goes. Yeah, but how do you know, how does Rashi know this? How does anybody know?
Is anyone
what's
who says
the reason?
Like opposite of Rashi? Is
no.
From anywhere?
I don't know.
So this,
it's a question. Yes.
No, sir, might not go back to your shus?
Might not go back.
So what about, would Bedek Abayas go in your shus?
What?
How would Bedek
Abayas go in your shus?
Bedek Abayas not
Yisrael
B'Nazir.
No.
So Kedushas government is not Yisrael B'Nazir?
No.
Only Kedushas is a government?
Kedushas Damim, it's even more than that. It might be called Mamon Bailam. It might be called Yer Mamon even. So it's not Svana. Yes?
So if I eat a $10 apple pie, I just owe the Vizlin for $10?
Yeah. $10 and ten and 5 cents.
$5.
I mean, not 5 cents, 20 cents. You have to pay a chomesh also.
Tax.
Is it not?
Not interest?
State tax.
No. So $10, not 20 cents, $12 in fact. $12. $12 pie.
Inflation's really bad.
Because
of Biden. I don't know, but they opened up a bakery around the corner from me in Israel. A new bakery, a French bakery. My daughter went to Airbnb and she bought a lemon meringue pie. And she brought it to the counter. And he said, 120 shekels.
No way!
What is
it?
Wow.
Just because it's
is it really good?
And she,
it's
Israeli.
But she bought it anyway.
And she bought it. You know, $120 is going up
$40.
$40. A lemon meringue pie for $40. I would take it and just smash it into his face. It's worth the $40. It's worth it. Okay. Okay. Let's go on. Okay. Let's go on. So let's go back to the Gemara. This was a side topic that I want you to know about. That's all. You learned a side topic now about Hegdish, about bias and different things. I want you to know this. But let's go back into the Gemara here now. So therefore, from Lecha we learn, you're allowed to have a guys and you're allowed to have Hegdishes. Yachor Yatmin, Yikava Bigdonos Menachri. Two things. First of all, don't put them together. Yachor Yatmin. I have chametz in my house, and I put it in a drawer. I close the drawer. I have it in my shelf. I close the cupboard. Am I over? I shouldn't be over. If we only say bayira, I'm not over. What does bayira mean?
Don't see it.
I won't be over. So we, if it only say bayira, I would read the pasuk. I am not over on Pesach for things I don't see. So cleaning for, if we only say one pasuk by Yerah, cleaning for Pesach would be very, very easy. Would be very easy. Not only would it be easy, there's a diuk in Rashi here. I don't know if you'll like what I'm telling you, but it's a real diuk in Rashi. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says extra. Rashi says yachol. Does anyone see Rashi yachol? I want to be medayik for you in Rashi. Yacha numud mimikra zeh shiat b'nes shelo. You could hide your chametz. So that Rashi should end right there. You should end your chametz. Hide your chametz. I mean, what does it mean? Yacha yatmin, that you're not over. You're not over if you don't see your chametz. Then Rashi says, the next word is not biyad, but it's kidei. Kidei shelo yireno. So they shouldn't see it, b'daye, and it's enough. Dalo yiroksiv, because it says lo yirok. What does Rashi mean, b'dayo, and it's enough? What does it mean, it's enough?
Just put it in the cupboard, you're fine.
Just lock it up.
But what does it mean, it's daye, it's enough?
You won't be over, you'll find it.
So Rashi says it's enough. Rashi is saying, I'll even be Mekayim Tashbisu. V'dayo, and that's enough. That's enough to do. And you'll even be Mekayim Tashbisu. I believe that's what Rashi is telling us. Rashi is telling us, if you only say by Yerah, now I am not over. I'll be Mekayim Tashbisu by closing my closet door. Why Rashi says this, I don't know, but Rashi does say this. That's what V'dayo means. And that's enough. It doesn't make sense, and that's enough, and you're not over. You're not over for chametz you don't see. What do you mean, that's enough? That's enough. You don't have to do anything else. It means you can't just be so. I think that's Diyuk and Rashi. Rashi is saying that's an unbelievable thing. Yes.
That's only the Shita So, right? Because Tosa says it's a little bit harder than that.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
But also that means that the Rebbe says the Rashi holds like the Rabbanan through the Mechaschila.
Ah, but this is in the Havamina. Natan said, this is if it would only say by Ra. After it says by Yatman, things could change.
Can
right?
I repeat that question?
It could be that if it would only say by Ra, there would be no Rabbanan and Rebbe Huda. You understand what I'm saying to you? It could be there would be none of that. That this, Vidayo, and this would be enough. We wouldn't need Rebbe Huda, we wouldn't need Rabbanan, we wouldn't need anybody. I don't know, but it'll be enough. Okay, let's go on. That's by Yachman. So therefore it says, Lo Yamatze, what does Lo Yamatze teach me? So what does Lo Yamatze teach me? That even if I close the closet door, it's still there. It's Yamatze. It's there. What does that mean?
Where the chametz is.
Means don't have chametz. If I have it in the closet, I have it. I mean, Lo Yamatze means don't have chametz. So I learned from Lo Yamatze. Remember this. We want to get this in our brain so we can understand this Gemara. What do you learn from Lo Yamatze? That there's something called Baal Yatman. The Gemara calls it, the Gemara has a name for it, Baal Yatman. Don't hide your stuff. We don't mean hiding. What do we mean? Closing the door. We don't close it up. Yes.
So Rashi then, going further, we just said on the diet, Rashi then holds that we learn Bedika from Lo Yamatze.
Because Bedika, we have to do anyway, because we have to find the chametz to put it into the closet.
Doesn't Rashi say based on the altar tashbisu is just don't be over by your Yamatze?
That's after this Gemara. That's what he asked before. That's after this Gemara. Everything we learned was after this Gemara. Even in the Havamina, Tosfos wouldn't learn like this. But according to Rashi, right? Because Tosfos is talking about after Zman Bir. It's a whole thing. It's not.
No, I'm talking about Tosfos Bir Zman Al. He says that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is more than just don't be over by your Rabbi Matze. Rashi says the mitzvah of Tashbisu is just be over by your Rabbi. Don't be over by your Rabbi.
No, you're talking about Bedika. Tosfos talking about Bedika and eating. That tells not based on that. Let's go on. That's Yatman. So there is something called by Yatman we learn from Lo Yamatze. The Akaba Pikdonos and Nachri. And we would think you're allowed to take a Pikadon from a guy. You're allowed to be a Shomer Chametz for a guy. Tamalomer Lo Yamatze. Lo Yamatze teaches us that you can't be a Shomer on Chametz for a guy. Right now we're going to learn, it's talking about where a guy makes you a shomer in your house. Okay? You become, my guy is your friend, is going someplace, and he has a cake that's like, you know, very dear to his heart, and Rabbi, please wash this cake for me over Pesach, I take it and I watch it. We would think you're allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that, okay? You can't take a picada from a nakri. Now, we're going to ask a question. A minute ago, we said we learned that you're allowed to take from a nakri. You're not over for nakri. Now, it says you're not over, and that's what the Gemara is going to ask later. Yes?
What about that case we had once where if you have a guy's hummus, you have to put a pizza around it?
Yeah.
Is that a case of
Kabbalah or Shacharim? Okay. Tamalama Yamatze. So now, again, I'm sorry I'm doing this. I might sound I know what, but I have to do it. So therefore, we learn from Yamatze. What do we learn from Yamatze? Baal Yatman and Baal Yakaba Pekdonos Men Anachri. Now, now, right now in the Gemara, this is going to be the opposite. The Gemara says something now that it's really going to be the opposite. But we just have to do what the Gemara says now. There's two types of goyim. A guy that's kibashto and a guy that's lo kibashto. We don't know what these things are today. We don't know what it was like for a guy in the time of David HaMelech in Yerushalayim, a guy living in a Jew's house and working for a Jew, where it was everything went according to Jewish law, everything went according to Jewish court, and if you broke something that belonged to guy, you didn't have to pay for it. You know, like, what?
That's the dream.
Okay, that's the dream. You know, that's called a guy shekibashto. Like, you were almost his owner, and you almost owned his stuff. So therefore, when do we say you're over by a guy that you didn't conquer? That means goyim now in Israel. We would think the only time you are over is if you have chametz from a guy that you didn't conquer.
I mean, is that because
of the... doesn't live with you in your house. But a guy that you conquered, and lives you in a chatzar, minayin, how do we know that that's also usher? Now really, it should be the opposite, right? Which one is more usher? A guy that you conquered or a guy that you didn't conquer?
Conquered.
It's like mine. I can do whatever I want with it.
Wait, it's more. Is it more?
More usher.
What's the reason? What? Different reasons.
Yeah, I know. But when you look at chametz of a guy, and you say one chametz is usher, one chametz is mutter. Which one you say is usher? A guy that you conquered, because it's like your chametz. And the Gemara is saying here just the opposite. Oh, a guy that you didn't conquer is usher, but a guy that you conquered, how you know that's usher? So the Gemara is going to say it. It's just the opposite. Tamalomer lo yematze b'teicha. Lo yematze. It says lo yematze. Okay? So lo yematze teaches me that nothing, no chametz of a guy is allowed in my house.
Whether you're kibashta or not.
Whether kibashta or not, no chametz is also. Lo yematze. Don't have it at all. Okay? So now we learn from lo yematze another thing. What's the other thing you learn from lo yematze? Whether it's kibashta or lo kibashta, it's always usher. By Mikabel Pikdonos, getting a Pikadon from a guy is always usher, no matter if you were Kibashto, no matter if you were Lo Kibashto. Yes?
When the Gemara answers Tamil Lomar Lo Yematze B'Vatechem, is it putting the
emphasis on? I don't think, I think there's a comma after Lo Yematze.
Ah.
Then it says, this is all a Braisa, B'Vatechem, it says Lo Yematze B'Vatechem, we're learning. What are we learning? Again, what's the Gemara learning from? What pasuk? Which pasuk are we learning stuff from? Lo yematze or lo yira? No, lo yira taught us everything we have to know. Right now we're doing the extra things we learned from lo yematze. Bayatman is the extra thing we learned from lo yematze. Because of Magai is the extra thing. Now it says lo yematze bebateichem. What does that teach us? Eini ela bateichem. We only have bateichem. How do you know if it's not in the house? How do you know that chametz is usher not in your house? Tamalomar b'chol gvulecha. Therefore, by lo yirah it says b'chol gvulecha. So we lose, now we go back and we use lo yirah that even we have to use for the pasuk of lo yematze. We still have to have lo yirah also. Because lo yirah says b'chol gvulecha, and lo yematze says b'teichem, so we would think only b'teichem. So no, it's b'chol gvulecha also. Yes.
B'chol gvulecha wouldn't work to answer the chatzer.
What?
B'chol gvulecha wouldn't work to answer the chatzer.
Chatzer?
Yeah.
I think chatzer is biased.
I think b'chol gvulecha is more inclusive. Like it would include the bias.
Where do we have chatzer here?
The case of. The siege.
What? Oh, chatzer means lives in your house. That's what.
I'm saying, like, obviously.
Anyway, chatzer is bias. Gvulecha is your if you own a storage thing, you know, storage wars, you know.
Yeah.
If you own one of those storage things, okay, that's b'chol gvulecha. If you have chametz in your storage thing. Are you over or not? Huh? All right. $10,000. Chametz. Yeah. Okay, yes.
Is there any terminology between like a goy kibonshtoy as like an eved kanani or like
no,
like
no. We did not talk about avadim. It's only a regular guy. It's only a regular guy. A regular guy living in a Jewish household, butler, in David Melech's time, was a loser. Okay? And he had different dinim. And you could take his ice cream and eat it. Ishmat. So that means you had some kind of bilus on his ice cream. Right? Since you could take his ice cream and eat it and not pay for it, you had some kind of bilus on his ice cream. That's why kibashto is more of a reason to be usher, because you have some kind of bilus. You can take his ice cream.
Something to do with slave?
No, nothing to do with slaves.
Okay. I've been hearing that, so it's getting confusing.
No, nothing to do with slaves.
There's no slave discussed here.
No, no slave discussed here. I'm telling you, a guy, a butler in David HaMelech's time, you could open the fridge there and take his creamer and not pay for it. And not be a gosling.
You can do that now anyway.
I know. That's why I say it. Right, BZ? What? Okay. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Creamer.
Really?
I was joking with you, BZ. Okay. But now is the hard part of the Gemara. This was sort of easy till now. Now comes the hard part. Yes.
Can I ask two questions, please?
Okay, there's two.
One to go.
Did we answer the reason why the Gemara switched around the order? About it should be more usher.
No, we didn't answer. We answer when it says Kapilaya. Not the Kapilaya yet.
Okay, and my other question is, when the Gemara asks about Boros and
Sikh and Amaros.
Right. Answer the
whole Ulefa
and not.
It's yours. Your chametz in one of those storage places.
Right. So
it's not Beisecha. So are you over?
Yeah, you're on the Ulefa, right?
So we learn.
So why do we have to use
behold
Ulefa? Why can't we use the word Lecha to tell me that you can't have it in your storage unit? It's still yours.
But the Torah does say Beisecha by Lo Yamatze. So we would think only what's in your house are you over.
Yeah, and then we could say Kamash Tamalomar Lecha, so therefore anything that you own, even
then why does it say Batecha?
What?
Then why does it say, but it says Batecha?
It says Besecha. Well, I don't know why. I forgot why.
Don't
but
know.
Still, I know, I still.
But
Gvulecha
teaches us that. Gvulecha and Besecha is the same.
So something that, so if we just had Lecha, but not Gvulecha,
then
we still wouldn't know Boros?
Right.
Why not?
Because now you see, you're making a mistake. If it would say, Le'yimatze be'betecha, if it would say Lecha be'betecha, we wouldn't know Gvulecha. Not if we would say Lecha v'Yerolecha, we would say B'Beisecha. Okay, that's the word that we're using here. B'Beisecha.
Right. So what do we use Lecha for again?
Lecha is for ownership, and B'Beisecha is for where.
Okay.
Now let's go on.
With the Rebbe, if Goy is Chametz in your board, would okay?
That is going to be okay. That's the problem with the Adayin now. That's what the Adayin is about. Wait.
Right.
Now you're making combinations.
Yeah.
That's why you need a chart for this. When you start making these combinations. That's the problem with this Adayin. The Adayin is combinations. Combinations, let's say it's in a closet inside a storage thing. You know, these combinations now. That's what we need to talk about. Let's see. Vadayan, But we still have problems here. There's still problems. With that, and the Omer, Bibatim over Mishim Bayira, Ubal Yimatse, Ubal Yatmin, Ubal Yikabu Kansman Nachri. In a bias, you'll be over everything. You'll be over everything in your house. Anything that says in the Pasuk Bayira, and anything that says in the Pasuk Bayimatse, you'll be over if it's in your house. Bigvulin, but let's say it's in the storage container, in that storage thing. Shalchai ataraya, aval ataraya shalchayrim, v'shalgavaya. But, and in Gvulim, where it says, b'chol gvulacha, which pasuk is b'chol gvulacha? L'cha, right? Maybe the l'cha goes on Gvulim. How do we mix and match and make everything usher? What does this mean? How do we make everything usher? Let's see Rashi. We need Rashi, so it's impossible to understand what the Gemara means. Look at the Rashi of Adayin. Vadayin. Afal pi shenamar shnehem. Even though we have two psukim now. We have two psukim. Lo yirah lecha, b'chol gvulecha, and lo yimatzei b'beisecha. Right? That's the psukim. And once we have two psukim, we know everything. Zakat Gemara, no, we don't know everything. Why? Yesh li lomar, I could still tell you, b'batim over b'chol eila. In a house, you're over on everything. The lo yimatze, because lo yimatze, the mashma afil hatmana, lo kasev ela b'batim. Hatmana is in a bias. So in a bias, where do we learn all the extra stuff from? All the extra yisurim, where do we learn it from? By yatmin and by kalav k'tesman nachri. Where do we learn it from? What pasuk? Lo yimatze. And what does it say by lo yimatze? Batim. So maybe all the new things we learn from lo yimatze is only in a bias. Because the pasuk of lo yimatze says batim. So now, what will be the problem? Where is the problem going to happen now? Who? What happens? Well, what happens if I have a closet inside a storage thing? Now, what's the isser of the storage what's the isser of a closet? By Yatman. Word from what pasuk? Lo yimatze. Now. How do I know I'm over for a storage container? What, from what pasuk? Gvulcha, which is said by Bayera. So now, what happens when I mix this? I'm doing Bayatmin in Gvulcha. What does it say by Bayimatze? Let's Bayimatze is Bayatmin. It says Beisecha. What about Yatmin b'Gvulcha? There we won't know what the din is. Affect the Gemara. That's the first question of the Gemara. That's the first question of the Dayan. When you put those two together, you're not going to know. Because you have all the extras, the extra Isurim, it says Beisecha. How will we know the extra Isurim in a cave? Is everyone with me? That's a very... Everyone has trouble with that.
Why is there trouble?
I don't know why it's trouble, but everyone has trouble with that. Yes.
Is there a specific reason when naming his extra Yisurim he only names Hatmana and not
the what?
Is there a reason he only names Hatmana out of the extra Yisurim?
Ah, then he goes on. V'lo kasev u'nami l'cha l'hoti shel acherim. And it doesn't say l'cha to be mota acherim ava b'gvulim boris yich l'maris kasev l'cha. Vani Omer Avataroya Behem Shalchem Minaya Shalachairim. So where's Lacha that allows you to see a guy's? Lacha that allows you to see a guy's. What where does it say that?
Loira.
Loira, where is that? in a bias. I mean, in a gavul, right? In a gavul. What happens in a bias? Are you allowed to see something that's not lecha? Where you see it. In your bias, you'll see it all the time. Who says that's allowed? So we don't know how to mix these things. How do you know the kulas and the chumas? How do you know they both work? And that's what the Gemara is going to answer, and we'll do it tomorrow. Thank you for putting up with me with this. We have to do it slow, and we'll continue tomorrow. Okay.